You know, I'm out of things which might delay it.
This is, to a certain extent, a race against time, both for NAMA, the government, and all the parties involved, but also for the developers as well, isn't it? I mean, many of them are sitting on extraordinary...
And also possibly sell off at discount knockdown prices other assets. And that's what happened in the United States. And if it does that, it runs the risk of actually depressing the property market even further, as happened with the RTC in the United States in the early 90s. So these are all issues. And the question then is, who's going to buy those assets? Will developers themselves buy them?
Will anybody else have any money to buy them? And will the prices be so depressed as to make it not worth the while of now? Also some concerns of smaller property developers and what their position is. Some fears among those that you can talk to that far.